First of all, how is life with you being back in the first team and getting a run of games now?
Yeah, it's good. You always want to play. You always want to do well and score as well. So I managed to do that the other day and hopefully I can stay in the team.
How has this season been for you?
Yeah, it's been up and down. I think, obviously, we had the first game and started well. And then from there, it's kind of went downhill a little bit. Getting injured early on in the season, missing a month and a half of footballs. I've never really had that before. And then not getting back in the team when I got fit again. So hopefully 2014 is going to be a bit better.
Obviously a long trip down north for you to come here in the first place. Is that ever a problem to settle at first?
Yeah, a little bit. Obviously it doesn't help the first month or so in the hotel yourself. But the boys have been great. And I've had my family come down quite a lot as well. So you would say I'm probably settled here, yeah.
How hard have you had to work to get into Nigel's first team plans?
Yeah, really hard. I think you can ask him. I wasn't involved at the start with when he first came in. I was disappointed with that. So to come back and show that I'm worth a place in the team, it feels good.
He did speak glowingly about you, though, in recent weeks, saying that, you know, some players might have just relaxed and not pushed themselves when they realised they weren't in the new manager's plans. But he said that you got your head down and just kept on going and playing in the reserves and just trying to force your way back in. Is that the approach that you felt was best, obviously?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not one to just chuck in the towel and let things like that happen. I felt like I should have been at least part of the squad and I wasn't, so... All I could have done was work hard. There was nothing else to do. So to come back in and feel the rewards right now, it feels very good.
Have we seen the best of you yet?
I don't think so. I always think I can improve, no matter what. If I'd went out and scored a hat-trick the other day, I'd still say there was a couple of things I could have done better. But that's football. You've got to continue to work hard every single day and hopefully on a Saturday it comes good.
Why does it seem more difficult for wide men, which is obviously what you are, to show levels of consistency? It's not just you, is it? It's across all four divisions. What is it about wingers that makes it difficult to keep doing it week in, week out?
I think sometimes other teams set up to not give the creative players any space. I think some games you could go into a game on a Saturday and there's only one fullback, obviously, yeah. There's only one fullback to go against, but then the next Saturday there's two or three kind of over in that area trying to crowd you out. So sometimes a lot of the time it depends on that. If you can't play well, then someone else maybe over the other side's playing well. So it's a team game. If we're winning every week, I don't think it really matters who's playing well, who's not.
Is Nigel looking for you to play a bit differently to the previous manager?
A little bit. The gaffer's really interested in getting about other teams and making sure that we're on the front foot, that kind of thing. So, as you can see so far, it's definitely been working.
How has the mood changed? Because you look at the results, and I think it's 16 points from the last 21 available that you've taken, which is promotion form, really, isn't it? Across a season, that is promotion form.
Yeah, everyone's feeling good. Obviously, the manager's came in and we never knew a lot about him before he came in. He's put his own stamp on it, his own ideas, and they're definitely working. So if we can keep that going, then who knows what can happen.
When you say who knows what can happen, what are you hoping will happen?
Well, you obviously hope to make the playoffs. But I don't think that's up to us. I think that's up to teams above us to maybe lose a couple of games they're not supposed to lose. And if we can keep our unbeaten run going, then there's no reason to say that we can't. But if it doesn't happen, if we don't get playoffs, then we're really prepared for next year.
But there is a confidence about this team now, isn't there? And perhaps that had disappeared a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I think that comes from winning games and scoring goals. I think, especially at home, that we need to win every single game we play at home. We're good enough to win. Obviously, we've got some tough away games, but Bramall Lane should be where we're winning every single game. So that's where we're trying to aim. If we can get points away from home, then that's where we're looking for as well.
Are we starting to see this team express themselves a bit more now? Because at the outset, the managers approach was to make you more difficult to beat, I think, make you solid first, stop conceding goals, make you tough in that sense. Seems to have sorted that now. Are we starting to see Sheffield United come out of their shells a bit now going forward?
Yeah, I would hope so, especially at home. I think you've got more of a freedom at home to go and try and win. Maybe sometimes away from home, it's about keeping the shape, making it hard for the other team and then getting that goal or two. So I think the gaffer's definitely, obviously, we've got great defenders in the team and a great goalkeeper as well. So if we can not concede goals, then hopefully we'll score them at the other end.
And we're approaching January now. We're expecting him to be active in the transfer market. As an existing player within a squad, what does that feel like when you know that new faces are coming in?
Yeah, it's always a period of change every transfer window. If the manager brings in players that help the team, then great, that's what we all want. We're all here for the same thing. We all want to try and get promoted eventually. So if it helps us towards that, then good.
Does he tell the squad what he's looking for, who he's looking at?
No.
No?
No, I don't think any manager does. I think when you hear a day or two before who's coming in or whoever, sometimes people have heard of him, sometimes it's an unknown. So you just got to be prepared for that.
What about this festive period? What's it been like for the players? Not just playing the games, but being in training at a time when everyone else seems to be enjoying themselves.
Yeah, just used to it, obviously. Yeah. As a football player, you don't get a lot of time off around about Christmas, New Year. It's good to have. I had some family down over the Christmas. They came down to stay, which saved me having to drive up and down from Scotland. So to have that's great, and we've done well over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Boxing Day game, we didn't have a good first half. But we got the goal in the second half, took the draw and won the other day, so hopefully we can keep that going.
And Walsall next, you played them 4 or 5 weeks ago. It was a draw, wasn't it, at Bramall Lane? I think you might have come on as a sub in that game. What are your memories of it?
That we could have won the game. I remember it's been 1-0 up when they scored a good goal. Great cross from the boy and a good header. So we always want to win every game. We feel like we could have won at home. Obviously, they're a good side and a good passing side and stuff, so it'll be a difficult game, but if we play like we did the other day, then there's no reason why we can't win.
He's done well there, hasn't he? Because he went through a period of change himself in the summer, Dean Smith, losing a couple of key players, but has managed to keep that group together for the most part.
Yeah, they're always a side I've been impressed with. I've played them a couple of times since I've came down, and you always know that you're in for a good game, so it should be a good one for the fans and stuff to enjoy, especially on New Year's Day.
Exciting few days this, isn't it? Because Villa in the Cup is one to look forward to.
Yeah, always good to get a big team in the Cup. Obviously, we had Reading last year, and it was a good experience to go there. We done all right, but still lost the game quite comfortably. So hopefully we can make it close and see what happens.
And finally, what are your hopes for 2014?
Hopefully just to stay in the team and try and score a few more goals. I want to score every time you go into a game. Sometimes that doesn't happen, but if we win the game, then everything's all right. So hopefully score more goals and win some games.